After the death of Moses, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, "Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to the Israelites. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." God told Joshua to read, meditate, and obey the book of the law that Moses had written. If he did, he would be successful wherever he went. "Be strong and courageous," said the Lord. "The Lord your God is with you wherever you go." The children of Israel had pitched camp in the plains of Moab, on the east bank of the Jordan. On the other side of the river was the fortified town of Jericho. This was the first stronghold that the Israelites would have to take. So Joshua secretly sent 2 spies to look over the land and find out all they could about Jericho. The men managed to get into the city and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab, whose house was built on the city wall. Rahab knew about the Lord and all that he had done. She had heard of the miracles he had performed and the victories he had given to the Israelites, and she decided to put her trust in the God of Israel. In the New Testament, the letter to the Hebrews mentions Rahab's faith. "By faith," says the author of the epistle, "the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient." When the 2 Israelites entered Rahab's home, she took them up to the roof and hid them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the flat roof of her house. It happened that someone had seen the spies enter the town and go to Rahab's house. When the king of Jericho was told about it, he sent a message to her saying that she was to hand over the 2 men because they had come to spy out the land. She told the king's messengers, "It is true that 2 men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gates, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." Rahab had faith in the all-powerful God of Israel, but she knew nothing about his law condemning falsehood. So she resorted to lying, the only way she knew to save the spies. The king's messenger set out in pursuit of the men on the road leading to the fords of Jordan, and as soon as they had gone out of the city, the gate was shut. Rahab at once went up onto the roof and said to the 2 Israelites, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that the fear of you has fallen on us all. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the 2 kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed along with their people. When we heard of it, our hearts sank and everyone's courage failed, for it is the Lord your God who is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, swear to me that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them." The 2 spies reassured Rahab. "Our lives for your lives," they said. "If you don't tell anyone what we are doing, we will treat you kindly when the Lord gives us the land." Rahab told the men to hide themselves in the hills for 3 days until the pursuers had returned to the city, and then they could go safely on their way. Before leaving, the spies said to her, "Tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. Bring your father, mother, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside into the street, we will not be responsible for his death. We will only be guilty if a hand is laid on anyone who is in your house. But if you tell anyone what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." Rahab replied, "Let it be as you say." So she sent the men away and tied the scarlet cord in the window through which she let them down. The Israelites hid themselves in the hills 3 days before returning to the camp. Then they told Joshua everything that had happened. "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands," they said. "All the people are trembling with fear because of us." Next episode, Crossing the Jordan.